This is Issues and Ideas here on KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Randall White. And with the record-breaking heat we've had lately, humidity as well, you've probably seen your power bills climb as a result of increased air conditioning. And winter is really just a couple of months away or so, we're told, which typically pushes bills higher as well, mainly because of heating. October is a good time to think about making your home more energy efficient. And President Obama actually proclaimed this month Energy Action Month. So I guess it's time to take action on that front. So today we have a guest in studio whose whole job it is to make sure Central Coast homeowners are reaching peak efficiency, not just in the winter, not just in the summer, but year round, and how you can take advantage of rebates and tax incentives to make it less of a pain on your wallet. Paul Menconi is with an organization called M-Power, which is funded by California utility ratepayers, so basically you, and administered by our area's big power and gas providers. It's available in San Luis Obispo, Santa Barbara, and Ventura counties. And welcome back to Issues and Ideas, Paul. It was nice to have you on last time. And if I remember correctly, we got lots of requests for information after you were on. So we thought it was worthwhile having you back again.
Well, it's really good to be here. Thank you.
So as an energy coach, you probably see a lot of mistakes repeated from home to home. What are some of the energy saving tips most of us could put into place right away if we just really knew about them?
Right away, I would say, since we're having this bit of a heat wave here, and we mentioned the high humidity earlier, I would start looking for ways to keep the heat out of the house. You know, these are very simple kind of first-level things to do. Like, for example, most dishwashers have a timer. How about running the dishwasher at night so that you don't – you know, we have cool nights, so that's good. That way it keeps the heat out of the house during the day. When you're cooking and you got an exhaust fan, make sure the exhaust fan is running. That'll take the odors and the steam and some of that heat out of the house, too. So look for ways to move heat-producing activities like those maybe into the nighttime or outside somehow.
Or switch maybe more to salads and...
Salads, right, yeah. Give up cooking, right. Go out to dinner.
or cook larger batches of things so then you can just heat them in the microwave or what have you.
Right, sure. That's good.
Or some of the things that we've been trying to do as of late. But that dishwasher can really change the temperature. I figured that out the other day.
And the other thing is we all know about better lighting efficiency, you know, and now we have some pretty good LED lighting. I think they're really great LED products are out now.
And they're cooler.
That's the point, right. Not only does the incandescent lamps use more energy in providing light, but they also create enormous amounts of heat. So the LED bulb can help you in two ways. One, it uses less power providing light, and the other way, it stays cooler, so there's less heat in your home. And if you got air conditioning, the air conditioner has to remove that heat. If you don't have air conditioning, you suffer more, right?
And in many cases, if you're not watching the television, just turn it off. Those can get pretty warm.
Absolutely. Keep all those appliances, like not using your computer, put it to sleep or put it in that standby mode that uses less power and keeps things cooler.
Are more and more of appliances coming with timers so you can run them at night when power is more efficient?
Right. That's been pretty standard. Places like Europe where they charge higher rates during the day. So it hasn't really taken over here, but I think we're going to be seeing that. More appliances will have timers to do things at night. It's kind of hard to see how that might work out. You could wash your clothes at night, but we haven't really experimented with that yet. But I think there's a lot of things we can move to nighttime.
Now, some of the more in-depth things that you find in people's homes that you need to recommend, what do those include?
Oh, it's always – the first step we always look at is air sealing and then insulation. You know, we talk about that hot, humid air. Well, the air conditioner can remove that humidity and lower the air temperature. But if outside air is leaking into your home, then that kind of defeats the purpose. So now the air conditioner has to work harder. Of course, in the wintertime, you get cold air coming in the house. Now you got to work harder heating that up. So that's something that works summer and winter. Seal up the air, get the house air sealed, particularly attic, the ceiling, and look at the levels of insulation. Some of the older homes, the building codes have changed. We used to allow much lower insulation levels. Now we're getting smarter, and newer homes have more insulation, but it's important that it be installed correctly. So that's one of the first things I look at is how airtight does the house appear to be and what's the insulation levels? Because those are two things that are not difficult to fix.
Does it make sense in our climate to double pane? I've lived in parts of the country where the windows are all double pane. But here, is that necessary?
You know, if you're pretty happy with your windows, if you had single pane windows and you're pretty happy with them, I wouldn't suggest changing them because that's an expensive thing to do. That's an expensive upgrade. Yeah, lots of people want to start there. I would say that's not the place to start. Double pane windows can make, they make a lot of sense for a lot of different reasons. They do help with the energy. They're much quieter. They look nicer. They improve the value of the home. They improve the curb appeal. They open and close nicely so you can get better ventilation. But in terms of actual energy efficiency measure, it's a pricey one. It's not where I would start.
So let's talk about prices and how you can help people bring down the cost through rebates.
Right. So part of the Empower program, which is actually a sort of an arm of the Energy Upgrade California program, is they offer rebates for adding energy features to your home. And it can be as simple as a more efficient appliance. You get a rebate for that, better refrigerator, and better water heater. You get rebates for appliances with the higher efficiency ratings. If you want to do some air sealing, you know, there are things as simple as air sealing and installation. You can get small rebates for doing any one of those things. If you want to bundle them together with a package, such as you may want to do air sealing, better insulation, get your duct sealed, or air sealing and insulation, and maybe those new windows you really want, then there are higher rebates available for those package deals. And if you're really going to be doing some major remodels in your home, tearing out walls and things, then there is a program that can provide as much as $6,500 in rebates.
And how difficult is it to qualify for these?
Well, you start by calling me, the Energy Coach, and I can get you in touch with the contractors. I can give some ideas for, find the opportunities in your home for energy savings, get you in touch with the contractors who are certified to do the work and can help explain in detail what it's going to cost, how long it's going to take, and what rebates are available.
So any one of us can look in our house and say, yeah, I probably need, based on what you just said, right, I need this, I need that. But when you come out to the house, you can prioritize it in terms of,
right,
this is your best bang for the buck right here, plus you can get a rebate for that, and those sorts of things. You'll go down the list and say which ones are most appropriate for that house.
Right, and what I've done that the average homeowner is not, is I've been a lot of attics, I've looked at a lot of homes, I've seen a lot of bad practices, and I've seen some really good ones too. So I have a more practiced eye, as it were, and I can look at an attic and say, this is looks pretty good, or this is a mess, or change your ducts, or whatever needs to happen there.
And people should realize you don't benefit from, like, it's not, you're not making money off of selling people anything in the house.
This is strictly, I don't even get a toaster.
You don't even get a toaster for doing it.
No.
It's strictly a function of the state trying to get the homes more energy
Correct.
Efficient.
Now, I am paid for on an hourly basis, but I don't get a commission or anything like that. No.
Yeah.
No.
So people should feel safe having you out. And so like we mentioned, that it is available in Santa Barbara County, San Luis Obispo,
yes,
and Ventura. Are there different websites or phone numbers to call for each one, or is it one-stop shopping?
There is an overall website, but we do have a number here in San Luis. If anybody's interested in the program, they can call there, make an appointment to have me come out, and they can also find other information about the program.
And so we can put all of that on our website at kcbx.org, and you will find the information under Issues and Ideas, all of the phone numbers there and the website as well. For Empower, Paul Menconi, an energy coach, heads out to people's homes and gets you all set up for the upcoming winter, or who knows who knows how long this heat is going to stick around.
The existing,
right?
Summer, yeah.
And so get that fixed as well. Paul, thank you so much for coming back and joining us here on Issues and Ideas and helping to make the Central Coast more energy efficient.
My pleasure. Thank you, Randall.
And this is Issues and Ideas here on KCBX Public Radio for the Central Coast. I'm Randall White.